So welcome back to the afternoon session of our conference, which Roger has given me the honor of hosting. I'm supposed to be rigid, so I'll try to be. Our first speaker, Gabrielle, you have 33 minutes to tell us about adaptive stability.
So I thank Roger to give me the opportunity to present my papers about adductive stability and transmission of information. So let me first briefly recall what is information transmission by prices. So think of a model of asymmetric information. You have the idea that the price is correlated with everyone's private information. Why? Just simply because everyone makes his trading decision based on his private information. And so the point that I want to stress here is that the price information correlation is endogenous. And so the extraction of information from prices relies on the belief about the price information correlation. Okay, so the information you see in the price relies on what you think is the joint distribution between price and information. So the standard concept to speak about this in the literature is the equilibrium concept. So you may call it Trashian expectations or sometimes Nash equilibrium. The common idea is that everyone knows the joint distribution. So information is always correctly revealed, no mistake here. And the equilibrium may be fully or partially revealing, or even sometimes non-revealing at all. But the idea is that there are well-known results that claims generic existence of fully revealing equilibrium, so typically this paper by Ranner, with a finite number of states. And then the literature has developed the idea that partially revealing equilibrium, so in summary, requires either an additional source of noise, for example, a liquidity supply, a noisy supply in financial models, or well-chosen information structures, for example, the idea that the space of signals has a very large dimension. So the equilibrium involves no mistake. And what I want to discuss here is information transmission without the equilibrium assumption. So the deductive approach following the seminal paper by Roger. And so the idea is to relax the rational expectations assumption and to weaken it into an assumption of common knowledge of rationality and common knowledge of model. What I call here common knowledge of model, so an informal definition, is common knowledge of the link between the expectations and the actual outcome of the economy. So what is common knowledge is that if everyone has some expectations of the price information distribution, then the actual joint distribution should be a certain one. So the set of outcomes consistent with this common knowledge assumption corresponds to a rationalizable solution. So I put rationalizable with quotation marks because there are many variants of this concept defined by game theorists. So I guess that maybe my discussant will talk about this. And the idea of the concept is that you have no prior assumption of knowledge of others' action, and no observation of past outcomes, no communication between agents, only the logical power of the common knowledge assumption. And what we do here is to find conditions implying that the only solution consistent with the common knowledge assumption is the rational expectations equilibrium. And in this case, we say that the equilibrium is stable. So what is important to understand here is that equilibrium is a stronger assumption than just common knowledge. So the common knowledge assumptions are already strong assumptions. But as I said, there is nothing assumed about the knowledge, the prior knowledge of people, of agents, about the endogenous variable. While the equilibrium assumption is that everyone knows the right distribution of equilibrium variables. So the equilibrium is always a rationalizable solution. It may be not the only one. And so the point here in these papers is to find conditions where the only rationalizable solution is the equilibrium. It means that through the common knowledge assumption, agents guess the correct price info distribution, so they reach the equilibrium. And when we have instable equilibria, so in case of multiple rationalizable solutions, The non-equilibrium rationalizable solutions correspond most of the time to expectational mistakes and heterogeneous expectations. So you have a theory that says that if the equilibrium is not stable, then you may expect a more volatile outcome where volatility should be driven by expectational mistakes or heterogeneity. So all the results I have sustain a general idea. This general idea is that stability requires precise enough private information. So then we have to make more precise what this means, precise enough private information. But let me first state that this coincides with a general intuition about eductive stability, that you get stability when behavior is not too sensitive to expectations. For example, under asymmetric information, what is expected is a price information distribution. So the message of the results, as I see it, is this one. Think of the information set of an agent as his own private information on the price, so the information extracted from the price. If you have good quality private information, it means that the decision is sensitive to your private information, and so not much on the information extracted from the price. And this is here that the expectation comes into the game. So if you have good quality private information, it means that your decision is not too sensitive to your expectation. And then you may expect something stable. So my talk will rely on two papers. So first one with Roger, with fully revealing equilibrium. And then an old paper of mine with a partially revealing equilibrium. So this is the well-known Cara-Normal model of a market for a risky asset, à la Grossman, Grossman and Stiglitz. So both of these models are static models. They involve no manipulation of information. So I have infinitesimal agents. So this is not at all about the monopoly power given by information. This is about the coordination issue. And I will look at the role of the information structures. And so I have other papers. I may have time to speak a very little bit about them. And so other people have papers about common knowledge and information transmission by prices and rational expectation. This includes so Ben Porat and Heifetz and the Dutton Morris paper that Stephen Morris mentioned yesterday. So first, an example of a fully revealing equilibrium under asymmetric information. So this is a reduced version of an inventory model. So think of a model with one good. The good is traded today as a price P, which is publicly observed at the time of the decision. And tomorrow, the good has an unknown future value, theta. And so you trade the good at price P, and what you want is to guess the future value of the good. So you want to learn about theta. There is a continuum of infinitesimal agents. Each agent has some information, not all, and so he makes his decision conditional to his information. And so the trading decision is quite simple. This is only the expectation of the future value, theta, minus the price. And so in the information set of the agent, you have the price. Then the market clearing, so all the model is here. So the market clearing is stated simply that the aggregate demand is equal to zero. And so since the aggregate demand is the average expectation of theta minus the price, the reduced form of the model is simply that the price, today's price, is the average across players of their expectations about theta, made conditional to the price. And so in this model, you have a fully revealing rational expectations equilibrium. The price instead of theta should be equal to theta, simply. And now I specify an information structure, a first one, and I will come to common knowledge of rationality on the next slide. So a simple information structure, two states, a bad one, a good one. Perfectly informed agent, a proportion alpha of them, so they know theta. The others, they have no private information. So at this stage, no matter whether they have a common prior or not on theta. The idea is that for the non-informed agent, the expectation of theta depends on the way he extracts information from the price, since the price is the only public signal that he knows. So while the informed agents, I didn't write this on the slide, they have a dominant strategy, so they know what to do since they know theta. So now look at the consequences of the common knowledge assumptions. So step one, assume that everyone is rational. So at this stage, you have no restriction on belief. No restriction on belief means that the uninformed can have arbitrary belief. They may believe that the theta is equal to B with probability 1, to G with probability 1, or any weighted combination of these two. And so straightforward computation show that the market clearing prices in a given state theta is in an interval that depends on theta. Okay, you see here that you have the informed alpha times their belief theta, so they know theta, plus 1 minus alpha, the weight of uninformed, times B, for example, their lowest possible belief. And the upper bound is with the maximum belief of uninformed. Now, step two, where the higher order reasoning comes into the picture, assume that everyone knows rationality on model. It means that assume that everyone knows step one. So if you look at step one, what you understand is that the only possible prices, that the only possible market clearing prices are in I theta. If you see a price which is in IB but not in IG, you know with certainty that the underlying state is B. If you see a price which is in IG, not in IB, you know that the state is G. And if you see a price which is in this intersection of the two intervals, IB intersected with IG, then you learn nothing from the price. Now, the question is it the case that this intersection may be empty? The answer is yes. If you have enough perfectly informed agent, so more than one half in this setting, then all the market clearing prices at the end of step one are fully revealing. Either you see a price that tells you that the state is B, or the price tells you that the state is G, there is no uncertainty left. So every uninformed correctly learns theta from the price. And so the equilibrium is stable. So here, with only two levels of rationality, you have stability of the equilibrium because there are many informed agents. If you have few informed agents, so alpha smaller than one half, now there are market clearing prices at the end of step one that may reveal either state B or state G. So the point on this slide is to understand that the additional level of knowledge will not help to solve the learning problem of uninformed. The idea is that if you look at a price P in the intersection, it is still the case for an uninformed that he can sustain any belief between B and G. Okay, when he sees a price, he may put a large probability on the fact that this price corresponds to state B, or a large probability that this price corresponds to the state G. So again, he can sustain any belief, and so this price is still a market clearing price, even if one assumes step two, that is knowledge of rationality and knowledge of model. And so you can iterate this argument, even with common knowledge of rationality of model, you still have these prices that are consistent with the common knowledge assumption. So you have here an unstable equilibrium, because you have none fully revealing prices that are consistent with the common knowledge assumptions. So Ben Porat and Haifetz provide game theoretical foundation for these rationalizable prices. Here, this is only an example, but the logic of this example is quite general. If you take any model with an arbitrary UTT function or number of goods, as soon as you have a fully revealing equilibrium, then if you put enough perfectly informed agents, you will have the idea that the possible market clearing prices are in the neighborhood of the fully revealing equilibrium. And so, if the neighborhoods are close enough, then these possible prices are fully revealing, and so you get stability. Now I will turn attention to another equilibrium with another information structure where the equilibrium is unstable. So no informed adjoints, and more than no informed adjoints. So let's make this precise. Two states again, the bad one, good one. Now three group of players of equal size, but this is not important. So in the bad state, a player may observe one of two private signals, either small b or small g. In the bad state, so in state b, two groups observe the private signal b. The third group observes the private signal g. And in the good state g, two groups observe g, and the third group observes the bad signal small b. And so the key point of this information structure is that all the signals, so small b, small g, are consistent with the two values of theta. When you get a private signal, either b or g, you never learn with certainty that one of the two states has not occurred. And this will drive the instability. And here, in this example, it is designed to have a very strong instability that is every price between B and G are consistent with common knowledge of rationality on model. So this is the same argument as previously. If you first step one, you assume rationality, so you assume that everyone has some belief, but these beliefs are not restricted, so it can take any value between B and G, depending on the way you extract information from the price. And so every price between B and G is consistent with market clearing. And then step two, and step three, four, and five, up to infinity. So step two, you assume that everyone knows step one. But again, you learn nothing from step one. So it is still possible for everyone to sustain whatever belief he wants on the information underlying in the price. So it may think that the price reveals B with any price reveals B with a large probability or G with a large probability, and so he can play any value between B and G, and so every price is consistent with common knowledge. So here the way I see this example is that these out of equilibrium prices are possible because it is common knowledge that no agent learns from his private signal that the bad state, so the wrong state, has not occurred. And the idea is that in every state, whatever your private signal is, you can hold the same belief independently of your private signal, because there is no limit to the weight that you can put on your on the information you extract from the price. Loosely speaking, you are ready to believe the price very much and to forget your private signal. But if you see a price, it may be the case that you believe that this price will reveal that the state is bad with a large probability, even if it is the case that you get a good private signal. And so, as a consequence, you may have the same belief in different states. And so in different states, if you have the same belief, then the same prices will be market clearing prices. And to put this in other words, there is a coordination failure here, because when you have a high price on the market, you know that this reveals that demand is high. But it is not possible to know if demand is high because either most agents get a high private signal, or because everyone disregards the private signal, whatever it is, and believes that others have a high signal and use it, and believe that the price is high because others have a high signal. And again, this kind of instability is robust, so you can it does not depend on the number of states and generic utility functions. So here I have an example that I will skip due to the time constraint, but just to claim that you may have stability even with an information structure when you have no informed adjoint. For example, think of an information structure with four states, A, B, C, D, and imagine that you have three groups of adjoints. Each group is able to distinguish two subsets of states. So the group one distinguished, so gets private information that help him to distinguish between AB and CD. Group two distinguishes between AC and BD, and the third group between AD and BC. So here you have no perfectly informed adjuncts, but in every state, so in state A, for example, there is someone that knows that B has not occurred, there is someone that knows that C has not occurred, there is someone that knows that D has not occurred, and then you can get stability. Not always, but you can choose your preferences in order to get stability, because you can put into the price the fact that someone knows with certainty that B is not possible, and so on. So this is what I wanted to see on partially on a fully revealing equilibrium. So stability is possible through perfectly informed adjunct, but you have some information structures where stability will not obtain in a way that I think is very robust. Now I turn attention to partially revealing equilibrium. So I will look at eductive stability in so very common model for the market of a risky asset. So paranormal model of Grossman, Grossman and Stiglitz. And here I have the variant of Helwig, I think. So the model, this is a static model, so you have a risky asset that you trade to that current price P. P is publicly observed at the time where you make your decision. You, there is an unknown future value theta of the asset. Again, a continuum of adjuncts, infinitesimal, and the adjuncts are identical but differential informed. So the decision of an adjunct is the demand for the risky asset. They maximize the expected utility of the future wealth with absolute risk aversion. So the standard result is that the demand is the expectation minus the price over the variance times A. A is the risk aversion. And since everything will be normally distributed, the expectation, the mean, will be linear in the signals, and the variance is constant. So think of the demand as a linear function of the price and signal. Market clearing in this model is the aggregate demand of adjunct equal epsilon. So epsilon is the new stuff with respect to the previous model. Epsilon is a noisy supply which is not observed, so no information of adjuncts about epsilon. And so the object, the endogenous object, is a price function, or it may be a price distribution, but here I consider a price function, where the price P depends on the noisy supply epsilon and the private signals of adjuncts. And so the price is only partially revealing because of the noise introduced by epsilon. So what is information of adjuncts? Everyone gets a private signal. They all have signals of the same precision, so this is not an important assumption. So the signal is the true future value plus the noise. The noise may be correlated one with another. Think of the noise beta I as a noise beta C common to all the players plus Ni, an additional noise which is specific to player I. And so the aggregate information of the people here is not exactly theta. This is, so the average signal is theta plus beta C. So this is a noisy signal of theta. And assume, so the big assumption here is that assume that everything is normally distributed. So this is self-fulfilling. So the demand will be linear, the price as well. Now, to think of eductive stability, I like to write the model as a temporary equilibrium map. So define the map where, so first assume that everyone expects the same linear price function, so the common expectations to everyone, which is a price function, so which is characterized by three real parameters. P bar, C, S bar, C epsilon, and compute the resulting price function, so the price function resulting from this expectation, so this is a linear price function with three parameters, T, P bar, T, C, S bar, T, C epsilon. And so what I call the temporal equilibrium map is a map mapping the expectation into the actual price function. And now the equilibrium here is only a fixed point of this map T. So you can check that there is a unique equilibrium in this game, which is the common result in this kind of models. And now think of local stability. So the inductive theory assume common knowledge of rationality model. And the new point here is that stability is local. So what does this mean? Assume from the beginning that the price function should be in a neighborhood of the rational expectations equilibrium. So there is a commonly known bound to the price, to the parameters in the price function. And local stability means that the equilibrium is the only price function consistent with these common knowledge assumptions. So the key point to solve the model is to understand that local stability means that the map T is contracting. How do you see this? So informally, if everyone is rational and expects the price function to be in V, then by definition of the map T, the price function will be in T of V. And so step two, if you now you assume that everyone knows that everyone is rational and knows the model, so it means that you assume that everyone knows the first step, then everyone will expect something in T of V, and as a result, the actual price function will be in the second iterate T2 of V, and so on, you can iterate. And at the end of the iteration, you understand that if you assume the full common knowledge assumptions, you end up with the idea that the actual price function should be in the limit of the iterate T of V. So here, this informal argument relies on the map T. So map T is defined for homogeneous common expectations. But we can check that, so formally, that we can take account of heterogeneity of expectations, so apply the true definition of correlated rationalizability in this game. And even with even taking account of heterogeneity of expectation, we have the idea that stability is driven by T being a contraction. And so the result, so the you look for conditions for T being a contraction, and you if we rearrange the result, we find that stability corresponds to this condition that says that the price reveals less information than a private signal. So the left-hand side is the variance of theta when you observe the price. So it's large when the price does not reveal much information. And on the right-hand side, you have the variance of theta conditional of your private signal. And so the idea here is that stability requires that the price is not, so your private information is precise enough. Here, precise enough means more precise than the price. And how can you link this with the usual intuition for inductive stability? You have the idea that if you if agent expect the information in the price to be very precise, then their decision will be very sensitive to their beliefs, their expected distribution between P and theta. And so the actual distribution will be itself very sensitive to this expectation. And so if we are in a case where the actual outcome is very sensitive to the expectation, this should be detrimental to stability. This is what we have here. So this is a condition which relies on endogenous values. So the left-hand side is endogenous here. So we may rewrite this condition with exogenous values, so I don't provide you with the full expression, which is not very easy to read, but the insights are on this slide. So the idea is that stability is not necessarily favored by increasing the precision of the private information. So it is not necessarily the case that the better your private information, the more stable the equilibrium. Why? Because when you increase your, if I go back to the previous slide, to the stability of A, the stability condition, if you increase your precision, the precision of your signal, so the right-hand side decreases, so it's good for stability. But if you put more information into, if you put more private information into the model, then you, the people will use more their private information at equilibrium, and so the equilibrium price will be more revealing. So left-hand side will decrease as well, and this is bad for equilibrium, for stability. And what we find is that the latter effect can be dominant. So increasing the precision of private information may be detrimental to stability. And this is due to the correlation between between the signal. Okay. And as a result, the equilibrium is unstable for intermediate values of the precision of private signal. Stable when your private information is very good or very bad, but not in the middle. So since I have 3 minutes left, and let me say a few words about another paper with Roger and Pierre-Yves Joffard, which is, it looks like the previous paper with a partially revealing equilibrium, but we have non-normal noisy supply. And so here, where you have a model where the supply is not normal, equilibrium, so the existence of equilibrium itself may be a problem. And so what we find, and just look at this, that to restore the equilibrium of the existence of equilibrium, the assumption, we need an assumption of the noise epsilon. So normality is a too strong assumption. Log concavity is enough because log concavity drives the monotonicity of belief of uninformed adjoint in this model. When the noise is log concave, then you are in a world where the belief about the good state of the of adjoints is increasing. So the probability they put on the good state is increasing when they expect is increasing in the in their expected aggregate demand. Okay, while it is not in general the case that the higher the respected aggregate demand, the more optimistic you are on theta when the noisy supply is not log concave. And in this world, the stability conditions so have the same flavor as in my previous Cara normal framework. So last slide, we looked with Mike Heinemann to the question of information acquisition. So again, in a caranormal world, now the Verrecchia models, that is with a previous step before the trading on market, you have a period zero where you buy information. So you buy a private signal of at a cost C of tau s, where tau s is the precision of the signal. The cost function is increasing and convex, and it is exogenous. And then you can find the stability condition in this world. You find two conditions, so the condition for the market stability, which is my previous condition, and a new condition that relies on the cost the elasticity of the cost function, and that says that this cost elasticity should be bounded from below to avoid, again, a too large sensitivity of my behavior to my expectations. So as a conclusion, so I will just say again that the couple of papers I have sustains the idea that stability requires good quality information, and this comes differently, slightly differently, when you are in a world with fully revealing equilibrium or in a world with noise. And so I thank you.